Morning, folks.
Welcome to the Bruce Dickey Show here on AM 1390 and WFIWFM Fairfield, Illinois. I appreciate you tuning in this morning. Get a chance to chat with one of our regulars here. He's here about once every month or so. And he is the Fairfield City Police Chief, Keith Collier. Good morning, Keith. How are you?
Hey, good morning. I didn't know if I'd be invited back. The Cubs, and you called me a character on the radio, so I don't know what kind of character that was.
Well, the bad deal is, he accidentally used the...
I don't think that was an accident.
The word, that wasn't an accident, was it?
That was on purpose.
I admonished him, didn't I?
That was intent.
That was intent, and that was wrong. Ladies and gentlemen, Keith Cocklazer, and he is wearing, just for your information, he is wearing Cubs colors out here today.
Oh, that's correct.
Are you still fired up about the whole Cubs thing? What's the story?
Come down a little bit.
Have you come down some?
Yep.
How long did that last? How long did the joy last? I always wonder of talking to Cub fans or folks who've their teams have never won, but they're invested in their team. You've been invested in the Cubs for a long, long time.
You've been
a big fan. And how you ended up not being a Cardinal fan with Leon, I'll never know. But
or my wife's family. They're all Cardinal
fans. Or the Boyles. Yeah, that's exactly right. I'll never know. But how did that happen?
I have no idea.
You just didn't want to be with the crowd, did you?
Yeah. I still enjoy the Cardinals. I'm not one of those true diehard either way.
Yeah.
I will go to a Cardinal game. I'll go to a Cub game. And I can talk to anybody.
Well, that's good. That's good. Well, congratulations again to your...
Now your protection's over now.
Oh, come on! It's only 1 month?
Oh, that's all you get.
Oh! He said I had protection because I had had the Cub fans on the show a few weeks ago, didn't I?
That's correct.
Yeah, I think I accidentally lost the tape for that.
Technical malfunction.
Yeah, we had some kind of... Something went wrong with the tape for that. Well, before we get into the Fairfield stuff, I meant to ask you, have you had a chance to talk to your brother about the investigation in Olney? Because I knew that he lives in Olney.
He lives in Olney.
And he has children in Olney.
That's correct.
Have you had a chance to talk to him about the level of trepidation in the town? You had Thanksgiving since then.
Oh, we actually had ours a week before, so I have not seen him. I know that he was out working very late that night.
I figure that he was. I imagine that I presume that they called out everybody.
Yeah. The Child Death Task Force is actually pretty interesting.
Yeah, tell me about the Child Death Task Force.
We used to be involved with that. When Detective McGuire was here, he was actually on that.
Mm-hmm.
And basically what it is, it's a group of investigators, state police, local, and when they have a... child death, they basically, you know, put out
the call. It's the bat signal.
Then everybody comes that can, and they take it over the entire investigation. The local police force is relieved of that duty, I guess you would say. And it's DCFS, it's state police, it's locals, so you'll have 4, 6, 8 people come in, and that's their sole job is to work that case.
You know, you see it on movies, and I've never seen it in action, but you see it in movies that the occasional police force will get territorial, mm-hmm, about such a type of thing. I would think in the case like they're dealing with in Olney, I would think in a case like that, the territoriality just gets thrown out entirely thrown out the window, doesn't it?
That's correct. They come in, they're dedicated, and when they're done, they hand a binder to the prosecutor and say, here's our case. It's all completed.
Wow, they got it. They went through it pretty quickly on this one, it seemed like.
Like I said, you get all different aspects. Like I said, the child and family services, the history of the families. I mean, all that information comes together, and we had a great result there.
That is outstanding. We are no longer involved in that?
You know, I don't have, with the reduced manpower, we're not involved.
Okay, I didn't know. But if something occurred like that here,
yes,
they would still be
activated.
Okay, yep. Okay, that's what I was trying to straighten out. That's a real boon, isn't it? How far do people come from?
I don't know how far. I know, like, basically all our collar counties, I know. Like I said, I believe that one involved District 12 and District 19. Of course, they're kind of combined now.
Yeah, District 12's headquartered in, what, Effingham and 19 in Carmine. They've combined them?
Well, same commander does both.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's kind of same division, I guess you would say, to a point. You know, I don't know if – can't really call who's all on it. I know Brent was on it, and I think he got activated once that I know of.
Well, you see, now that's a duty that you just don't want.
Yeah.
I mean, you sign up for it to make sure that it's taken care of if necessary.
Yeah.
But you never wish to be called out.
Yeah, and it takes dedication. I mean, there's advanced training that goes with that. You're sent to schools for that. So, I mean, it's nobody wants that call ever.
Yeah, that's for sure.
But when it comes time, that's what we do.
Well, that's the thing. They got into action really quickly.
Mm-hmm.
And I was driving through Olney on Thanksgiving. Well, not through Olney, but south of Olney on Thanksgiving. And I saw a few state police pulling people over. And I thought, oh, what are they doing on Thanksgiving Day, pulling folks over for speeding? What in the world is the deal with that? And then I thought about it. I bet you they aren't pulling people over for speeding. They may have a reason to pull somebody up. They may have a reason right now to be pulling people over.
Yeah, you have that. And then, like I said, it's also the holidays. And
yeah.
When holidays, people get together, families get together, more fights, more partying, I guess you would say.
Yeah.
The holidays, end of the year.
You get a little bit, possibly a little bit more exposure to different things than you would normally during your work week, I guess.
Yeah, and they have increased patrols. But, of course, like I said, with that task force, you're looking at the investigation side, not just road troopers.
Yeah. How does the city handle holidays like that? I mean, back in the day, that the radios would be on sitting right next to the tape. Right next to the table, which was cool, gave the patrolman a chance to go home and have the meal with their families. Do they still do that to an extent?
Oh yeah, several Christmases I remember Dad coming home with the radio and us having Christmas. And,
yeah,
well, we've evolved that. Like I said, we had Thanksgiving a week early. We just kind of adapt and same.
So
thing.
You were on Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
I was.
Just a normal day for you.
Yeah.
Did you have fewer folks on, or like a skeleton crew?
Nope.
Oh, you're just ready to go.
We always have two on.
Is that right?
At least two.
Were you out at the retail sites off for Black Friday?
I sent officers out to Walmart.
Did you really?
At 6 o'clock. We had a couple.
Did you tell me what happened? Well, anything happen?
I've been told we had a couple.
Well, no arrests, apparently.
No arrests. Just a couple testy moments, but all went smoothly. So,
see, now that's the thing. You get a couple of testy moments, and it's kind of up to the person being testy, isn't it? on how far that thing goes, doesn't it?
Well, like I said, there's no product or discount worth going to jail for, or these bigger cities. We've all seen the news, people getting hurt, getting shot. I don't understand it myself.
Yeah.
You know, there's another day to shop. Don't have to do it right
go on Saturday.
Yeah. I've always worked on Friday mornings, which where Black Friday used to be.
Right. And you were like, that was your shift.
Yeah,
the 4 a.m., 5 a.m. type of thing.
Yeah. So, we'd always sit at Frontier College because Walmart was at its old location.
Right.
And then you'd have to watch back up onto the highway, people trying to get in that parking lot. It was just, and now we've moved up to Thursday. We've kind of, seems like we've given up on Thanksgiving. I'm not sure.
I'm not sure that's the best idea either.
Well, I don't understand how you can have a big dinner and instead of sitting and resting, you want to go stand in line.
You didn't eat enough.
Yeah, maybe that's what it is.
You didn't get enough pie.
Well, like I said, we're an unusual family. We had Sunday for Thanksgiving and Friday for Thanksgiving.
Now there you go. That's so, like me. I had Thursday and Sunday.
Yeah.
In the last 5 days.
So that was kind of hard for my wife to get used to, as we adjust everything.
Sure.
To fit our schedules with Steve and I working. You know, we have to be working.
Right.
So we just kind of, when are you free?
You're screaming at me here. I mean, speaking of having to be working.
That just mornings, we let everybody cook so you can just show up. Well, it all works out. If you didn't have travel.
You're a funny guy, Keith. You're really
trying to help.
I do appreciate it, all your help. I'm talking with Fairfield Chief of Police, Keith Cocklazer. We're talking about all kinds of stuff. We're going to talk about plenty more stuff going on at the PD, as well as all over the place. We'll be back here on the Bruce Dickey Show after these. Morning, folks. Welcome back to the Bruce Dickey Show here on AM 1390 and WFIW-FM, Fairfield, Illinois. It's 927, 51 degrees on the way out to 64 outside. Hope you have a fine day. All right, now we were talking a little bit ago about the Stauffenberg case up in Olney. Which just brings you back to mind. I mean, and it must have, whenever you heard about this, you must have thought immediately about the Megan Nichols case that we've been dealing with here for a couple of years.
Oh, that's correct. We just talked about it last week. There was a TV special on Megan Nichols on Channel 14, Crime Watch, and kind of.
What was that? What was Crime Watch? What was this?
It was basically investigative journalism, I guess you would say.
Okay.
Looks like they came to Fairfield, spoke with the mother, and spoke with the father out in Oklahoma, and talked to a News 14 reporter, and kind of brought the case back in limelight. We have received a couple tips off that case.
That's great.
From that TV show, so we're following up on those now.
Well, that's wonderful. That's wonderful. That's the thing when you see a case solved, presumably, Knockwood allegedly, up in Olney that quickly. It must be discouraging to realize that you're into your third year now.
Yeah.
On Megan Nichols.
Yeah. Like I said, all these cases are bad. I mean, you can't sugarcoat them, but the evidence was there. They found the girl.
Yeah.
There's different circumstances between
sure.
the two.
Sure.
So every case is different. That's one thing about law enforcement. When you think you've seen it all or you think it's going to go this way, you get thrown a curveball. It's an ever-changing job.
Were you still getting any – are you still getting – before this show came out last week, are you still getting any tips, anything at all on the Nichols disappearance?
We do. It's not a great amount, I guess you would say.
Maybe you had one. Seems like the last time we talked about it, you had somebody in Australia thought they saw her.
Yeah, we had a girl that wrote Mount Vernon Police Department on a Facebook page, "Don't bother looking for me, I'm fine." Well, that turned out to be a girl from Ohio. So we track them all down when they come in. So, like I said, I set time aside, watched that show, and started fielding the calls when they came in.
That's the thing. You just never know that's why you have to keep that active, because you never know when you're going to run into something like the Utah girl from a few years ago that was kidnapped and gone for 7 years.
Yeah, I can guarantee it's open and ongoing.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's good to hear that that there's always something on it. You know, always something going on. Let's go to happier things. You've got some fun coming up this weekend, don't you?
It's always fun. We made it through Thanksgiving.
You made it through the Veterans Day Parade. We
made it through Veterans Day Parade. Didn't get to see you before that one.
I wasn't there.
Well, I'm in talking here.
Oh, okay, yeah.
So this will be the final parade of the year.
How about that?
A night parade on top of
a
that.
A night parade. Well, does the being a night create any additional issues for the squad?
Very much so.
Really? How so?
Well, people are don't always pay attention. We know that.
Yeah?
Come on. So we'll be out and we'll have our protective reflective gear on. We even go to the extent.
I was going to say, the last time I saw you at a parade, you were just out there in your black.
Yep.
Basic black. Yep. Of course, it was the middle of the afternoon. It was sunny.
Yep. It's a sunny day, finally. Yesterday was horrible, wasn't it?
Yesterday was horrible.
Sorry about that. I'll get back on topic.
That's fine.
But no, we go to different measures during the night parades, even to bring in a light tower for the intersection at First and Center, because we have the pedestrian traffic going to the church for the chili after the parade.
Oh, really?
So, I mean, we take extra measures to make sure everybody's safe.
What's the chili after the parade? I didn't realize. Is that the Christian church has their...
Yeah, chili with Charlie.
Oh, is that that night?
Yeah.
Okay.
I assume they're doing. I got a call in. I haven't got confirmation yet, but we're preparing just in case.
And you'll put that extra light there on the standard station side?
Yep. Yep. It's one of the big four lights up that whole intersection.
Well, that's a nice deal.
Yeah.
How much do you keep that? Do you keep one of those? Or
we work in conjunction with the fire department, and they are able to get that for us every year.
Oh, really?
Yep.
I didn't know if you guys ever used something like that for like an investigation reasons or something like that.
We haven't.
Temporary lights.
No, we haven't. Usually our investigations, the fire trucks are usually there and they have their lights,
yeah,
which are a lot brighter than ours.
Sure.
We work. But this is actually the MABUS. It's like a mutual aid for fire departments.
Okay.
And I believe it's coming out of Mount Carmel, I believe.
Good. Tell me a little bit about the parade, some more differences. You've got, okay, you're all wearing your yellow as opposed to your black. You've got the lights. What else? What else is involved with a night parade other than little kids? See, now that's one thing that Phyllis told me, Phyllis Hilliard. The little kids, you can't throw candy.
Yeah, we don't throw candy because you don't want them running out by the vehicles.
It's okay to throw candy in the daytime.
Yep.
Right.
Yep. So we're going to, just like the previous two parades, we're going to have the same route. Go down first, up to court.
Nobody's ever complained about that, except Bruce Dickey.
Well, I remember as a kid, a long, long time ago, marching from Leo French Park up. All the way up Main Street to 7th Street.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
They'd line up down 7th Street, line up on Old 7th Street, mm-hmm. or East 7th
Northeast
Street.
Northeast 7th.
Northeast 7th, and march up the hill and go through all the way down to the farmer's store.
Yep. So I didn't just change it.
Olden
it's been
days.
Changed.
Yeah, okay. All yeah, right. I'm blaming me. You. I'm blaming you. No, I'm not.
I got big shoulders.
Actually, it works pretty good.
It does work
it well. It is working well. Yes. Is it working well? Are you guys finding it?
And we've actually purchased parade route signs now that I put on the lineup off one block off First Street.
Uh-huh.
These are not for decoration. Please abide by them. Basically says parade route, road closed. That way people lining up the parade won't have oncoming traffic. I do not have enough guys to put all the side roads. So I put these signs out, bright orange, road closed.
So you're going to cancel northbound traffic on First Street that day, right?
Oh, yeah. North end, I mean, you have to line northbound shut down automatically.
And then you got to go all the way up through the country, up through...
I guess you got to go to Jeff.
You got to go by Donita's house.
Yeah.
To come in on First Street.
Yeah, you go by Lakeside Park, Tice Clevenger Drive.
Come
used
on
to
Dar.
Be Dar.
Right.
Yep. And come down
it's
first.
It's not Dar still?
It's 50-50.
Okay.
You can get past 10 scores, it turns back into Dar.
Oh, okay.
It's Tice Clevenger Drive.
Oh, I didn't think about that.
Yep. But then the Kiwanis, they have people ready with clipboards, and they point you to where you're going.
That explains why I see all the people coming by on 7th Street whenever I'm getting dressed for the parade, getting ready to go down there.
Well, that's like a pre-parade for you. Just,
that's exactly
just so
right.
You can get in your mind.
I see the parade. I see the parade go down. They're running right down the Confederate gutter there. and driving up to the parade. I've just rendered him speechless.
Note taken.
So the best thing for folks, you go down by the Lakeside Park, and then you come up First Street to get ready for it. Okay. Didn't you make some alterations at the end of it, too?
Everybody goes north, up to the Airtex parking lots.
Okay, they're not stopping like used to. Everybody would just funnel whatever direction.
No, we keep the parade intact up to the parking lots.
Oh, okay.
That way it doesn't back up Main Street, and it keeps everybody moving to a safe place.
Now, you know that this year the Grand Marshal is down there.
Mm-hmm. Every year?
Is that an every year thing?
That's nothing new.
That's nothing new?
Nope.
Okay, I didn't realize that.
See, behind the scenes.
Oh, that is amazing.
No, the Grand Marshal's in the front. Right behind us, I believe.
Behind the police car?
And then once we get to 4th Street, we allow them to turn around and watch the parade right there.
Well, you see, now that's handy.
That's handy.
So Richard Mason will be down there watching the parade, making his judgments on who's gonna win. I bet you we probably won't have the results while I'm still on the air, I'm guessing.
You got good connections, I imagine, with the Kiwanis.
We'll get them pretty close.
Yeah.
I do have connections with the Kiwanis, but I won't get the Grand Marshal's choice, I wouldn't think, unless he's...
Well, he's sitting with a Kiwana driving him, so...
Well, but he won't make a choice until they pass by him down there, though.
He's going to have breaking news. Just stay on, stay on the air. You can see how long we hold a parade route.
I got to tell you, I have seen how long you guys hold the parade route. We make fun. Ladies and gentlemen, we're kind of giggling here and laughing about it. But the city police will hold that intersection closed at East 4th and Main Street. And you might think, the parade's over. I can get through. This is no big deal. You might think that, but it's a question of safety, isn't it, Keith?
We maintain the entire detour route until that parade clears Main Street.
Till the parade is entirely gone.
Yeah. So, I mean, there are frustrated people with us. We will not let them go through. But we hold that for safety.
And I got to tell you, it makes the most sense in the world. I didn't realize it or didn't notice it until I was this year. I guess I probably wake up in a new world every day. But this year, I had already shut down the broadcast, and I was just minding my own business, tearing my stuff down. There still weren't any cars coming. And I didn't think about that. But used to, you would see the line of cars running behind a parade at 5 miles an hour.
In 1999, when I got hired, I was told to go to this corner, and when I saw the parade, to step out and stop traffic. So I would stop the first car and say, sorry to bother you, inconvenience you, but we have a parade. You can watch or you can turn around. Your choice. There was no detour route.
Oh, really?
So, and then once the parade passed us, we just let it go and opened it back up.
Yeah, that's when they were flowing through, right behind it.
Yep.
Well, you see stuff like what happened in Columbus, Ohio yesterday. You realize that may not be the best idea, too, right?
Well, there's a lot of, they had one in Oklahoma. Right?
Yeah.
The lady drove through, so.
And the one in France.
Yeah, it's always on my mind.
Well, that's why we pay you for that to be on your mind, for that not to be on my mind.
Yeah,
that's why I don't think about that kind of stuff.
Well, that's the reason I've made these signs. And like I said, please abide by them. If you're dropping off somebody, I understand the inconvenience, but it is for the safety of everybody else.
Well, that makes sense. The parade starts at what? 5 o'clock.
5 o'clock.
It's going to get dark probably about a half an hour before that. So make sure, folks, safety first up there. Yeah. So the folks are handing candy. They're running to the people in the crowds, right? As opposed to tossing candy. Okay, all right. I'm just making sure how that works. Just make sure how I get my candy that day.
That's a long way up to the gazebo.
It's a long way up. Did you see how nicely decorated it is now?
That was nice.
Who did that?
That'd be the Amicum Sorority.
Was that who did that? Very, very thoughtful.
They did well.
I thought so too. That's very kind. I've got Keith Cocklager here, the chief of police for Fairfield. We've been talking about all kinds of different things. We will continue to do so when we return. You are listening to the Bruce Dickey Show on AM 1390 as well as WFIWFM 104.9 and online at WFIWradio.com. We'll be back here after these.
Well, I feel a little tired and I think I'm gonna go back home. Well, I feel a little tired and I think I'm gonna go back home. If
if I don't see no cops, then the trip won't take that long. Well, I'm gonna be fly tonight on a lone highway where no drunks are bound. I'm gonna be ballin' the jack on the open road where no cops are bound. I gotta go 100 miles to get back to my town.
Welcome back to the Bruce Dickey Show here on AM 1390 and WFIW-FM, Fairfield, Illinois. I'm Bruce. That's Keith Cocklaser, Chief of Police of the City of Fairfield, sitting across the way from me. We're talking about all kinds of things. Well, we have confirmation, don't we, Keith?
Got confirmation. We got
confirmation.
A reliable source.
Exactly. Reliable sources.
Confidential source.
Well, we're not telling anybody. But a confidential source has informed us that, yes, Chili with Charlie is on for Saturday night after the parade up there, and it'll be at the Christian church. So yeah, it's a good thing you got that light coming in.
It's a good thing.
It's a good thing. That is Chili with Charlie Brown, not Charlie McKibben or Charlie Griswold either. Charlie McKibben might be there.
I guess you can do both.
I don't know if Chuck's going to be there. Chuck Griswold. I don't know if Chuck. It's Charlie Brown because they're going to have the movie.
That is correct.
Afterward. Okay. All right. One of the last things we'll talk about the parade, and then we'll move on. I forgot to mention it, and I noticed it at the homecoming parade, and we haven't talked about it since then. You finished the Humvee, didn't you?
Yep.
Tell me a little bit about the H of the Humvee that the city has.
Well, I can't tell you what year we got them. We have three. Two are operational. They are military surplus, and we kind of got them for bad weather. Of course, we're driving trucks now, so we don't. We've put them on patrol. And
yeah.
Very hard to hear in those and hear your radio. No
sure,
lights, so
sure.
They're not ideal. But one thing when I took over, I kind of wanted to put one as a community piece. So with some help from Joe's Body Shop and Turner's Graphics, we've painted one from camouflage to black and white. And I plan on taking that to the Fall Fun Fest, car shows, leading parades,
yeah.
Let kids see it for dare.
It just got you just barely made it. Did you get it up in time for the Fun Fest, or was it was homecoming the first time you'd been able to use it?
Homecoming's first debut of it.
Okay, I was gonna say I didn't see it at the Fun Fest.
No,
that's really cool. The vehicle. What's the reaction from people who've seen it?
I've heard nothing but good praise from it.
And you know the cool part is that basically is. You think, folks might think, oh, it's a waste of money, blah, 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 this and that. But, you know, that also is another chance for kids to hang out with policemen and, mm-hmm. and learn to trust, right?
That is correct. That's the main goal.
Is that what it was?
Yep. It has other side effects. I don't have to take a patrol unit off the street to run a parade now,
yeah.
Which keeps more running around trying to help. It's going to be a good thing all the way around.
Well, that's wonderful. I've seen it, and it looks sharp. Is it heated?
Unfortunately, no.
I wondered about that.
No air, no heat.
Well,
I guess you got heat off the engine. I guess that's what you get.
Is that what you get?
Yeah, there's like a little...
See, but the thing is, the exhaust goes over the top.
Actually, it goes out the bottom normally.
This isn't a
snorkel. It don't have
a
snorkel.
This isn't the snorkel one.
But the heat consists of a flexible foot and a half pipe in the dash. That's it. I guess you just kind of hold it where you want heat.
That's not going to heat up very much.
Not very much.
Well, you're not going to be in a parade that long, although it's probably going to be about 40 degrees for parade time. So, yeah, bundle up. How about who's going to be driving that?
I haven't decided yet.
Who drove in the other parade? I'm trying to remember.
Jeff Taylor drove in the homecoming parade, and Brad Sager drove in the veterans parade.
Okay, I didn't see the veterans parade. That's good. Well, see, now that's nice. You're rotating the fellas. There you go. That's good. some other things of the signs of the times. It's shopping season, isn't it? And along with shopping season, not only are people shopping, there are criminals shopping too, aren't there?
Oh, yeah. We've seen a couple of car burglaries already for the holidays. Yeah.
Locally around here?
Yep. Unlocked vehicles. So I cannot stress enough, lock your vehicles. I understand the convenience, but lock your vehicles. If you're trying to hide that present from a loved one in the car, lock your vehicles. Put it out of the sight. Cover it up.
Same thing in garages.
Garages, yes. We've had one of those, haven't we?
We've had one of those. Not me, but a good friend.
That's correct. And, of course, after the holidays, putting that 70-inch TV box at the curb, we'll just go ahead and take that down to recycling. That way nobody gets an inkling of trying to get in your house.
Now, you see, now that I hadn't really thought about.
Yeah.
So, because I guess if you're taking that 70-inch TV box to the curb,
yeah, it sits there for 4 days, it's 5 days. There,
yeah, it's sitting there until the trash man comes. Somebody might get a good idea where they can go in and get a good 70-inch TV.
Yeah, unfortunately, not everybody shops at retail stores.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, so, you got to figure.
We want to think everybody's honest, but let's not give them the temptation.
Think about it this way. I get it, tell me if this is a good way to think about it. For as much time as... I just about made a generalization that I'm not going to. For as much time as some people...
Hypothetical guys.
Okay, all right. Hypothetical guy's wife and his friend's wives. Hypothetical guy's friend's wives. As much time as they think about going shopping and plan and put a lot of effort into going to the making.
Decision making.
They put together a route.
Heart and soul.
How many hours they're going to spend, how many minutes they're going to spend at what store, what they're going to get at what store. They work on it for days, many hours to work just to get ready for this. Do you think they're the only ones doing that? They're not the only ones doing that. If criminals are doing it too, they're doing a little shopping. They're getting a little shopping list too, possibly.
I don't want to give the criminals credit, but yeah, they notice things.
Yeah.
So.
Well, you know, there's a reason folks scout stuff. That's what they're called.
Yes.
Not scout. What's the word I'm looking for? Case
the place.
They're casing places. Yep. As much as folks who are shopping scout stores, criminals are probably casing homes.
Well, let's back up and just all that planning, us guys respect that. May not say it, but we respect that.
Exactly right. Thank you very much for pulling me out of the terrible black hole that I just got myself
into. I was trying to help myself.
Yes, absolutely. We all, yeah. Yours does a lot more of that than I'm not. No, I'm not going to say that either. I'm getting in trouble for that, too.
You're still talking about hypothetical guy.
Hypothetical guy. Yeah, that's exactly right. Hypothetical guy. Okay, holiday shopping, gifts in cars. Make sure that you take care. You know, and it's going to get colder, too. So it might be time to start. Do you have ideas on emergency kits and stuff for cars? Folks ought to be throwing into their vehicle as it gets warmer?
Well, you don't see many stranded cars.
As it gets colder?
Well, I mean, in town, we're usually there to help. We can put you in a warm truck. The jumper cables all the way down to cat litter to throw under your tire if you get stuck. I've heard it all.
Yeah.
Get your retail kits, but I definitely put in some warm clothes, blankets, just in case. You never know. Because we've had the I-64 traffic crashes where people get backed up for hours.
Yeah. Recently.
So, yes. So you never know when it's going to happen. So just be prepared. You can always take it out later.
Now that you're driving patrol trucks for the most part, and I guess everybody but you drives a truck now, right?
That's correct.
Since you're driving patrol trucks, do you guys put the big old loads of sand in the back of them, or you probably don't need to?
Nope.
Right?
We just go and don't have to chain them. We don't miss a beat now.
That's handy.
I don't think people understand with the chains in a rear-wheel drive Crown Vic. Of course, you have to go to the garage to get them put on.
Right.
Well, that takes time out of their schedule. It takes a good 30, 45 minutes to get them tightened up, put on there.
Sure.
Well, then you start driving that night. Well, then the snow starts melting. Well,
you need chains off.
When you had chains on, well, you still need chains on the side roads.
Oh, okay.
So you have to, if you respond to a call, you have to plan your route so you can try to stay off the dry street
Yeah.
Because you're going to need them on the side street.
Right.
So,
you know, so you're staying off of 7th Street.
It's kind of like a chess move.
Yeah, you're staying off of some road that might be a little bit more heavily traveled than others.
Yeah, because, you know, they're going to throw easier if they're on pavement.
Right.
So, you know, you're always thinking, well, if I'm going to a crash here, I'm going to go down Center Street, cut over two blocks, and come in the other way.
Well, that slows things down too, doesn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, and now we just turn the switch and we're there.
Off you go. Have we had anybody busted on school buses yet?
We have the one that we talked about earlier. We do monitor. I put them on Delaware. Talked to the bus drivers. We got a list of higher traffic areas, I guess you would say, where they see more violations.
Yeah.
But
what are you guys seeing?
It's basically the school arm.
So people still aren't getting the idea about the school arm.
We haven't had a violation. But that's, you know, that was a hot topic. We've addressed it. We've been trying to set on outer Delaware. We had a big report of them out there. And I believe people are starting to, like I said, school buses,
you know,
they're big and yellow.
We sound like we harp on this, but this is a very important thing because you hear every whip stitch some kid getting struck.
Well, then you got school buses in the news with the guy,
the guy
overturned
in Louisville.
One.
Yeah, or
overturned one.
Yeah.
So that's, you know, hope that never, ever happens ever again anywhere.
Yeah.
But just be careful of those kids. They're excited too. They're getting home. They're dragging, getting on the bus. They don't want to go.
Yeah.
So they maybe stop a little longer than expected. But what's 15 to 30 seconds out of your day to make sure that kid gets to school?
You got everybody working the parking lot working well for you yet? Have you got your new door fixed yet?
I haven't got a door. Parking lot's working great.
Parking lot's working great.
Everybody can get to the front door.
Better than you ever hoped.
Better.
Is that right?
It's very nice not have to walk 150 feet and somebody fall.
Well, now that's true.
So I can get them right to the front door and we can help them, and that's the main thing.
When are you going to get the door?
Hopefully next year.
You don't have the grant yet, do you?
No, it's still suspended, but I'm going to try to work with the alderman and the mayor and maybe do a little project each year.
Well, see, now that's good.
Just to get it where people can get in that building.
How's the how's your list, your employee list?
Down to one.
When are you redoing that?
It'd be in August.
Okay.
Or it'd be summertime. I'm not saying August, but, you know, July, June, somewhere in there.
Yeah.
We have one on the eligibility list right now, and unfortunately we're not hiring at this point, but
you never know.
You never know. Flip of a coin, we could be looking for
somebody. Well, you had a retirement a few months ago.
Yes.
Did you just absorb, I guess? I was thinking that you absorbed whenever Cam retired.
Yep.
Have you heard from Cam? What's he doing now that he's retired?
He's selling seed.
Is he really?
Seems very happy. Saw him yesterday. Provide him with some retirement badges, and looks like he's doing real good.
What's a retirement badge?
I gave him a badge to keep on him and says he's retired from the Fairfield Police Department.
No kidding. Yeah. That's cool. So will he be able to flash at people and pull them over?
We're going to go with no one.
That was a joke. that was a tremendous joke, Keith. He wouldn't do that anyway, would he?
Very respectful.
You're never coming back again, are you?
I'm still a character.
You're our character. Hey, look at the bright side. I'm not using the other term.
You got primed, and you got 4 minutes, but you're close.
I've already started the music. I'm about to kick you off.
All right, we're good. You made it. Good job.
Ladies and gentlemen, that's Keith Cocklesha. Thanks very much for coming on, Keith.
Thank you. Everybody be safe out there.
Yeah, be safe. Parade this weekend. Be careful out there, folks.